curious about your mother. On one of the census sheets, it said that she was a dressmaker and that she went to other people's homes. Did she sew in your home too?
Oh yeah, she had
a shop in your home.
Yeah, she had dressmaker's form there, and
she was probably always sewing.
Stitching machine, a little regular Singer sewing machine. The hem stitching machine was a white.
White brand?
White, and that was the make.
Mm-hmm.
And she was quite good at it, I guess, because she later went to work for Bon Marché as alterations, in charge of alterations for Bon Marché clothing, women's clothing department.
Hmm. Did she make most of your clothes too, for the family?
She made a lot of our clothes.
I remember that picture you have of you and Harry and those little coats that she made.
Even the hats.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, she was quite good.
And then, your sister Elsie, she, she was born in 1915?
Yeah.
Same as mom. So I bet she was always outfitted.
Oh, you bet.
Really well.
Really well.
Yeah.
Her clothes were real cute.
Uh-huh.
And, when we moved to Arlington, she started school there.
In Arlington?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And...
Yeah, that must have been a nice place to grow up.
Oh, that was great.
Because you had, 20 acres there?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun there.
In the swimming hole?
Well, the home was on the road to Darrington, and it was about a mile north of Arlington. And we lived at the corner of where the road turned off to Granite Falls. And
that house is still there.
It was really a nice location because it was, the house sat on a kind of a rise above the lowlands or river bottom. And
could you see the pond from your house? Was it right close by? The pond where you used to go swimming?
No, we couldn't. It was the Stillaguamish River was the eastern border of our farm, and we had 10 acres of lowland and 10 acres of highland. And the highland part was really rocky and a lot of stumps from early logging operations. And the county put in a wing dam on the lower end of our property, extending along the riverbank, which caused an eddy in back of the wing dam, which made a natural swimming hole for the whole community.
Mm.
A lot of people came out from Arlington to use our swimming hole, and we had a lot of fun there. We'd have a fire on the beach and roast potatoes and apples and everything, everything we could steal. And although we had plenty in our own orchard, we'd swim across the river to get somebody else's potatoes.
It was more fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun there. And
let's see, one of your boyhood friends at that time was Dick Palmer.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Dick had two Shetland ponies, Santa and Pinto. And Harry and I, my brother and I, each had bicycles. So Dick lived further out on the Granite Falls Road, and he would ride one pony down to our place on the way to school, and he would lead the other one. Then when he got to our place, we'd trade off our bicycles for the ponies. We'd ride the ponies to school. We'd tie them up out in the yard.
Oh, they'd just wait till school was out and they'd ride
and wait for us. And graze on the grass along the edge of the playground.
How big a school was it? Was it grades 1 to 8 or?
1 to 8, kind of, yeah. And the high school was another building.
I bet that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so you graduated from high school in 1927 then?
Yeah.
And then did you go to business school right after that?
Uh-huh. Went to Wilson's Business College.
Did Harry go there too?
Yeah.
Did you both start at the same time?
Right. Mm-hmm. And he went to work for Carnation Company as a bookkeeper, and I've got a job with Sands Motors. Well, this was after we finished our business college course.
Was that a 1 year?
No, it was three winters that I went to Wilson. But I'd go to Alaska in the summertime
and then go back to school.
Go back to school in the winter.
So the first year that you came to Alaska then, was that 1928?
28, yeah.
The spring of 28?
Uh-huh. May the 1st I landed in Fairbanks.
Tell me how did you come, where did you land on the boat then when you came up?
Well, I got a steerage ticket for taking me on Alaska steamship from Seattle to Seward.
Do you remember what that cost?
And it cost $39.
Oh.
And I was well dressed though, and I gave the ship steward $10, and he got me up into first class after
wow.
the first night.
Oh.
I spent one night in the steerage with a whole bunch of Filipinos and that were on their way up to work in the cannery.
Oh.
And I got to Seward, and then I had a ticket from Seward to Fairbanks on the Alaska Railroad, which cost $28.05. I don't know what that 5 cents was for, but anyway, that's what it was. And we stayed overnight at Curry Hotel, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Then when you got to Fairbanks, your uncle met you?
Yeah.
Uncle Elmer?
My aunt and uncle, both.
The Johnsons.
And we drove on out from, he had a Buick sedan, and we drove from Fairbanks to Clary Creek, or Chatham Creek, which is just close to Clary. And we got to Scoogie Gulch, and we had to pick the ice because the glacier had formed over the road. And it was quite sidling, so we had to pick the upper rut little ways there, so the car wouldn't slide off of the glacier.
Was your Aunt Emma with you too?
So that was quite an experience. I'd never seen a glacier before.
You didn't know what you were getting into.
No.
So what were you doing then for your uncle? Were you driving truck or?
Yeah, I drove a coal truck from Chattanooga to Chatham Creek. And I lived in a little 8x10 tent, which had a good floor. And
like a wall tent?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A wall tent. Mm-hmm. And my aunt was a very good cook, and so I had a pretty nice aunt.
Yeah, we remember
and
that.
Elmer was really a nice guy to work for, too. So I fit into that job pretty quick. And my cousin and I, of course, worked together quite a bit, Edgar. Mm-hmm. And
How big a crew was there?
Well, there was a winchman, a shoreman, an engineer.
This was on the Chatham dredge?
On Chatham dredge,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Which was a flume dredge. It didn't have a stacker.
So what did Helmer do?
So the crew was about 7 people, including the cook. Her name was Sandberg. I called her Sandy.
So your Aunt Emma just cooked for the family members?
Just for the family, yeah.
Well, you were lucky there. Mm-hmm. She was a good cook. So then in the fall, you went back to school, and you did that for 3 different years or two summers?
2 years after that.
Actually, a total of 3 then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then your parents came up 2 or 3 times too, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, the second trip I made to Fairbanks from Seattle, my mother and sister came with me in the car. We shipped the car on Alaska Steam.
Oh, yeah.
From Fairbanks, or from Seattle to Valdez, and then drove the Valdez Highway, or Richardson Highway, to Fairbanks.
Do you have any problems? Any flat tires or anything?
I remember I had a bad toothache. Mm. And we had a gallon of moonshine with us. And
well, that came in handy.
So I'd hold a mouthful of that whiskey on my sore tooth. It would kind of numb it for a while. And got to...
Were you doing all the driving?
Yeah. And got to Rika's Roadhouse on the Tanana River, and stayed overnight, and the next morning we met Oscar Bradley. He was driving a truck from Valdez to Fairbanks. So he says, "We won't have any trouble now." He says, "You just follow me." So we crossed the river on the ferry the next day, and then continued on to Fairbanks.
Is that the first time you'd met Oscar Bradley?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of a car was it, by the way, that you had?
The car we had was a Whippet sedan, 5 passenger, and it was very sluggish. It was
heavy
no hot rod, that's for sure. And but it was a dependable little car. It made it all right. Didn't have any trouble with the car at all. And
well, did your dad stay in Seattle then?
Yeah, he stayed. And let's see.
So what did your mother do then when you got to Fairbanks? I mean, did she do dressmaking in Fairbanks then too?
Yeah, she opened a dressmaking shop on Cushman Street between 3rd and 4th. right next to Ellie Thompson's grocery store. Mm. Well, the grocery store was on one side, and Billy Root lived on the other side. It was quite interesting. While we were living there, Billy Root, of course, had the orchestra that played for all the dances and at the Moose Hall mostly, and he got a xylophone, and he would practice that crazy xylophone till Mother finally told him to lay off.
Drove her crazy.
He'd be banging away on that xylophone, and she'd bang on the wall to stop, you know. And so...
Well, did she and Elsie live there, too, at where the shop was?
Or? Yeah.
Oh.
And then later on, we moved up to Pete Pierce's place.
Where was that?
That was up on 10th, and right in back of the main school.
Just about the boundary of the town, huh?
Yeah, it was, really. The detention hospital was on 10th.
Oh, yeah.
Right across the street. And Nels Jackson lived right on 10th also. And
where we later lived, huh?
Huh?
Where we later lived, in Nels Jackson's.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep. Well.
So, then I met, well, we were going to the dances at Moose Hall most every Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met Mom, Ruth. Mm-hmm. And?
Through Ed Sandberg, huh? He introduced you?
Ed Sandberg did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, now how far do you want to go with this?